This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I just want to know, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are because you're listening to us right now. Let's just have a good time. It's all good in the hood. Socialism is on the rise and it's a comfortable feeling, isn't it? Don't you just feel so warm and fuzzy? That's according to the Gallup poll that's out, written by Mohammed. And of course, hey, just get used to it. That socialist feeling. You've got that. No. You know, who sang that? Who are those brothers who sang that, right? That's really back in the day. I mean, really, 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 really back in the day. Anyway, welcome aboard. This is Agenda 21 Radio. And if you didn't know already, my name is Paul Preston, and here we go. So we have people on the left of me and people on the right of me, and pretty soon, because of all the socialism, we're going to have people on top and on the bottom. We're going to be swimming virtually in a sea, if you will, in a sea of bevy. I like bevy. I like the word bevy better. We'll do a better bevy better thing of socialism. What you have to do, though, which I think is really important, if you're into the socialism thing, you have to get used to the mess of it all. You know, not only is it just a mess of people and humanity and all the delightful little treats that go along with it, but, you know, you've got their ways. Now, take a look at the city of San Francisco. City of San Francisco, a wonderful socialist establishment, right? The city of San Francisco is all in on, you got it, feces. Feces and needles. There you go. We could make a song called Feces and Needles. I just want you to think of the prospects, right? So San Francisco, it's got its problem, right? Right. What about other cities around the country, though? Do they have a problem with socialism? Well, let's just go a little bit further down south in California, right? It's let's make a stop to Silicon Valley. I was in Silicon Valley a couple weeks ago. Very interesting experience. They're driving down one of the main drags there in Silicon Valley. I can't remember which one it was. It was the thing. I've told this story before. It's very relevant right now because of stories that are coming out. It's kind of interesting we talk about these things, and all of a sudden, shocking, a week later, another story comes out about it. But we, you know, I was driving down there to meet with some people, and I had to, the you know, my MapQuest thing said, get off here, get off there, get off there, you know, that sort of thing. And it was really slick. I really have to thank the map company. I'm not going to do the company to set me on the right direction. You know, as you get off the freeway in the South Bay, I was steered to a quicker, by about 10-15 minutes quicker, a route. In fact, it ended up to be about 15 minutes quicker. I was really fascinated by it. But, you know, that technology, isn't amazing? The map programs. And I mean, it really is fascinating. It tells you how wonderful you can, you know, sight things in using digital communications and lasers and things like that. So which is, you even change, have you noticed that if you even change lanes on the highway and you're getting close to an exit, it tells you what lane you're in pretty much. I mean, wow, that is fascinating. And, you know, it's this, you know, million-mile-away satellite that's doing all that stuff. That is even more amazing, isn't it? Now, just think about the prospects. If they can needle in on those kind of things from that kind of distance with a, you know, a map-finding program, what could they do to your own personal communications? They're everywhere. They're ubiquitous, these sources for communications. Anyway, so I bring this up because it steered me off into the great socialist capital of California, Silicon Valley. One of them. The second one, that's the second one, I'd say. Part two. No, part three. Uno is Sacramento. Doce is, not say doce, is San Francisco. And trece is, of course, Silicon Valley. So it's, here I am in number three. And no trash to be found. No people running around asleep. But we saw the other end of it, the elite end of it all, which is the premier, the consummate, stack and pack, Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21 city. Complete with trams and bike lanes and roundabouts, the whole nine yards. It was kind of interesting. All that design, especially, you know, to get you off the, I guess you would say, get you off out of the car, right, and walk and take trams and take, or light rail, I guess you call it, and ride your bicycle. There you go. And then walk. I mean, you had plenty of areas to walk. You had bike lanes, and you had these light rails, right? So the problem was, is I'm sitting there in the car, you know, after about 7 or 8 minutes and sitting in traffic. Now, I knew it was going to be fast because the machine was telling me it's going to be faster. If you sit in traffic here now, it'll speed up and catch up later, and you'll get there on the time you're supposed to get there. Actually, ended up being early. And so that's also fascinating, isn't it? And remember, when you're planning a trip, so driving around the state of California all over the place, you know, you now can figure these things out, right? Which is what we do. Anyway, you plan in advance your trip. So you have to anticipate. If you plan your trip and you plug it all in the morning about 8 o'clock and you're going to leave at 2 o'clock, you better rejigger those numbers because you know what? You might find that you're going to sit a long time in traffic because traffic is, it knows these things. These things think it out for you and they tell you. So I'm just saying planning in advance. So I go to this Silicon Valley thing. I'm driving along, sitting in traffic. And I'm looking around and goes, well, there's a big bike lane over there. And then this light rail had gone by a couple of times. It's sitting right in between, you know, six lanes of traffic. And, well, three on each side. And I'm sitting going, wow, this is pretty cool, man. Here goes light rail again. And by the second one that goes by, I notice, you know, there's nobody in the light rail. And then a third one goes, and there's nobody in the light rail. You'll have like four cars connected. There's nobody in the light rail. But there's traffic that we're jammed up. And then I said to myself, how's that working out for you? And then I said, how is that bike lane working out for people? And I said, you know, I haven't seen a bike. And I'm sitting in a traffic and thinking, well, we should have an abundance. We're in Silicon Valley, after all. This is where all the liberals ride their bikes around, right? I mean, it looks like, it looks obviously like Beijing, right? You have that imagination. Or they had the imagination. It's going to look like Beijing. Everybody's going to be riding a bicycle. Of course, I'm sitting here going, wow, where are the bikes? And then it started dawning. I said, I waited another 5 minutes in traffic and moved up a little bit. And then started to drive. And so I drove for about 10, 15 minutes. And I saw two bikes. I mean, I drove on and by multiple millions of dollars of infrastructure for bikes and light rail. And I saw two bikes and no one on the light rail on three passes going by. What does that tell you? What is it? Oh, people are stupid, so they must be controlled by other means, right? No, people have a choice as to transportation, and they're choosing what they want. And what is happening is the government is spending money the way they want to spend it, really without the people's consent. Taxation without representation? Sounds like it to me in Silicon Valley. Why not? When you're a totalitarian, well, I guess you'd say more fascist than anything else. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back. Let me get my throat clear here. To Agenda 21 Radio. Hello. Hello. Anyway, so we did a little tour here, and I'm taking you to part deux. I guess there's four. We can run around here and find more socialist capitals in California than ever before, right? And anyway, I bring this all up for your attention because, you know, the plight of socialism and socialists. Remember, the great socialist of all time. I mean, really, one of the greatest socialists of all time is Adolf Hitler. So let's celebrate him, right? Remember that when these people are out there celebrating, Hitler. Oh, I'm sorry, socialism. They're celebrating Hitler. They get that right? So next time you see somebody celebrating Hitler, no, I'm sorry, celebrating socialism. Boy, see, it's synonymous. Just comes out of me. Just one of those rude things, right? Just sort of a rude awakening, I guess you could say. There's an awakening that's going on in the world today. And that awakening, of course, deals with Donald Trump, who says socialism is evil. I hate it when that happens, don't you? It is evil. Evil is socialism. So my thoughts to you, all of you, is that hold on to your socialist agenda. Hold on to your socialist impulses, right? Because they are incredibly bad impulses. So we're back in the boiling pot again. You made that analysis or connect the dot, if you will. Excuse me, but I have to clear my throat again. In the last hour. So where in the world can you find another socialist, capital in California? And I say California because, again, the stench of capitalism, not so much, but socialism is big. And where's it really growing? And again, is Los Angeles. I said, when you get socialism, you know, when you're swimming in socialist, when they're down below and they're on top and they're all around, there's a smell. And, of course, the smell comes out first. And this is an article that has just appeared. I got this just a few minutes ago. I'm off script here, no doubt about it. This is NBC4 iTeam. This is their reportage from Los Angeles, okay? Hang on. I'm going to play this whole thing. It's about 3 minutes. I want you to listen to it because it's absolutely, well, I haven't listened to the whole thing. I've got a glimpse of it. But let's hear what they have to say about Los Angeles.
Huge rats crawling all over rotting garbage. It's a breeding ground for disease and fleas carrying typhus. Now, the rats are living in mountains of trash left uncollected for weeks, even months. The mayor has promised to clean it up. But iTeam investigator Joel Grover found the city continues to ignore the growing garbage heaps, and that puts all of us at risk.
You're getting a bird's eye view of LA's most notorious trash pile. It's in downtown on Saras Avenue, right between the fashion and produce districts. Day and night, this spot and countless others are magnets for rats.
About 4 months ago, this is an area that I drove by, and I saw this, and I'm like, okay, so I just have to make the comment. I didn't realize it was sitting around for months. I mean, it's still there.
It could carry fleas infected with typhus and other diseases.
I am so scared.
Estella Lopez represents business owners who've complained to the city about the Saras Avenue trash pile and others like it.
I can't walk down the street without thinking that a flea could jump on me.
This national survey now ranks LA as the second most rat-infested city in the nation. One reason, experts say, heaps of uncollected trash at hundreds of homeless encampments, where people are literally living in piles of garbage. Like outside this supermarket, and inside that mountain of filth on Saras Avenue.
This is a breeding ground for typhus.
I'm disgusted by it personally.
We first told Mayor Garcetti about that Saras Avenue health hazard last October.
Our responsibility is to make sure the trash doesn't even accumulate in the first place. That shouldn't have happened, and we're going to make sure it doesn't.
Right after that interview, the city did clear away the trash here. But month after month since then, we've been watching, and the filth has been piling up once again.
I want to report a huge trash pile at 800 Saras Street.
And even a call to 311.
Hello, this is Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Couldn't get the city to act fast.
You're saying it could take up to 90 days to clean it up?
An inefficient system for collecting rotting garbage. And the I-team has learned the city has no program to control the growing rat population that feasts on all that trash.
Yep.
Other big cities like New York and Washington have entire teams devoted to rat control. This D.C. crew is even experimenting with bait stations laced with a new rat contraceptive.
The traditional methods that we use doesn't work, you know, so we need something else.
We have so many rats.
Pepe Garcia of L.A.'s Sanitation Bureau.
Shouldn't the city be doing some kind of rodent control?
It's something that we'll look into.
But some say there's no time to waste, like UCLA infectious disease doctor Jeffrey Klausner, who says L.A.'s trash and rat problem ranks right up there with the worst slums he's seen in the third world.
Trash and food waste attracts rats.
Klausner warns that rats spread not only typhus, but also dangerous strains of salmonella and even bubonic plague.
I am so worried.
Worried because rats carrying typhus-infected fleas were found around L.A. last fall, according to health department emails obtained by the I-team. The I-team has learned that fleas found on some animals at L.A.'s North Central shelter tested positive for typhus. As the summer flea season looms and the garbage heaps grow, so does concern that an even bigger disease outbreak could hit L.A. in the months ahead.
This is serious. People get very violently sick. This is unacceptable.
We asked Mayor Garcetti to speak with us about that trash pile on Saras Avenue and about the growing epidemic threat, but he declined to sit down with us. His spokesman told us we could find him at a public event, and we plan to do just that.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that? I'm not going to speak. I see nothing. I say nothing. I am your leader. I am Mr. Garcetti. Boy, sounds a lot like Gavin Newsom, huh? Well, you know, there's a lot of similarities about how these people rule over you. And he is absolutely ruling, isn't he? Here you have a whole city, Los Angeles. You talk about insurrection. You talk about lack of control. Now, I'll tell you what one of the problems of Los Angeles it faces. It doesn't have the money to clean that stuff up. I mean, you know, money, money, money. You know, one of the first things government is supposed to do as our servant, we are not their servants, as our servant is to protect the people. I mean, this is medieval stuff. This accumulation of all kinds of food, waste, and trash, and people living in it. They've actually made their homes burrowing into it. It's kind of interesting. Now, here in the North State, we've got people living along the levees. There's water. They can clean themselves. They can defecate in right there. No need for defecating around, you know, where you live. You can just go right to the river and just squat and do it right there, right? They're burrowing into the levees, making caves. What possibly could go wrong when you have a dam that might burst? Oh, I don't know. Might cause the levees to fail downstream. Isn't it nice to know that downstream there's a downstream that might be weaker than you think? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Attracting rats and raising concerns of new epidemics. This is kind of interesting. We're back on this L.A. thing. Rotting trash piles sky high in L.A. Okay. That's okay. Sky high. The new high-rise in Southern California is trash. Here you go. Attracting rats, raising concerns of new epidemic. I hope this isn't the same story, because there's other stories ancillary to this. It's still the same thing. I guess they want to attract you to that. Here's another one. End of the American dream. 5G danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Hundreds of respected scientists sound alarm about health effects as 5G networks go up nationwide. Fry your brain. We're going to come back to we're going to come back to 5G and all the things that go along with it. But this is the other thing about Silicon Valley now. We're going to go back up north. Remember the story I was telling you about Silicon Valley? Now we're going to go back to Silicon Valley. Listen to this. Silicon Valley shame living in van in Google backyard. I hate it when this happens. Now, this is not a new story. But we're coming back. I mean, it's a rewritten story about people. You know, if you go into Silicon Valley, like I did the other day, and you go off kind of off streets, and you go into some of the neighborhoods, you'll find a lot of RVs parked along the side of the street. Now, we saw this phenomenon back in, geez, I think, 2016, 3 years ago, out of Los Angeles, which is still the same thing. You know, these people buy their RVs, they retire, and they end up living in their RVs along the side of the road in some city center because they can't afford a house, can't afford a place. It's a new affordable living. Excuse me. Agenda 20, it's part de. It's the end of de, if you know what I mean. Oh, my goodness. All right, we're fortified again. An RV camp sprang up outside of Google's headquarters, now Mountain View, wants to ban it. Oh, we can't have you people. Filthy things, you. Don't you guys are better, just better to socialism. You know, here we go. This is a Bloomberg report. Now, this is a little bit different than the other ones we had before. The other ones we had before were from citizen journalists. Oh, those guys. Yeah, those guys. Now we got Bloomberg on 3 years after the fact. It could be two. You know, my memory has a, you know, it's 2019. Get a grip, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, God. See, time is a precious commodity. Don't waste it. That's a fact. It's an absolute fact. Bloomberg. Here we go. Says, in a quiet neighborhood near Google's headquarters last month, Rusty, what does it say? Rusty sewage was seeping from a parked RV onto otherwise pristine streets. And Sergeant Waheed McGee of the Mountain View Police Department was furious. I bet he was. I bet he was. Gee, I wonder why he might be furious. He's taking ownership of his town, you know. You guys need to take care of it, like ASAP, he said, lecturing the young couple living in the vehicle. I'm not going to tow it today, but tomorrow I'm going to come out here and it's like this. It's getting towed. As he delivered the ultimatum, the self-driving car rolled past. A self-driving car rolled past. That self-driving car rolls past. Now, feature that. You guys are cleaning up your crap. Get out of here. Or I'm going to have it towed away. Oh, where's that car going? It's got no driver. Oh, man, imagine that. What kind of a, I mean, socialism, embrace it. Embrace those urinals. Embrace the urinals. Mountain View is a wealthy town that's home to Alphabet, Inc., the world's fourth most valuable public corporation and Google's owner. McGee spends a lot of time, his time, knocking on the doors of RVs parked on the city streets, logging license plates and marking rigs that haven't moved for several days. Aha. This is the episode of the Silicon Valley tech boom that is minting millionaires but also fueling a homelessness crisis that the United Nations recently deemed a human rights violation. Shocking. We've got the United Nations on this. Uh-oh. The United Nations is here. Thousands of people live in RVs across San Francisco and the broader Bay Area because they can't afford to rent or buy. In December, Mountain View, he has a Mazda. This is one of those yes and Mazda moments, isn't it? We have slavery of sorts here, don't we? No, this is typical, though, of the disparity when you have no middle class. You have high class, you have low class. That's just it. So the low class live in their, some people call them serfs. I mean, we can get into that whole thing, you know, that whole serfdom is, you know, the road to serfdom. Hello. Great little piece. So we got the low class living in their RVs, draining out urine and feces onto the street. Why not? Come on. You guys in Silicon, just your brethren up north in San Francisco, it's okay to poop in the streets. What's wrong with you guys? Pass an ordinance. Poop in the bike lanes. Use those bike lanes for something reasonable, such as pooping. Boy, that would really slick things up for the bicyclists, wouldn't it? I'm so clever. Poop in the bike lane. Watch out. But listen, we could have encroachment. We could have feces in the fast lane. That would not do well. Now, could you imagine that, feces in the fast lane on a freeway? Hello? Wow. Talk about slick. Well, you know, when you have these conversations about socialism, you got to have them, right? Now, does socialism have reproductive rights? No. Let's get into this. This is the epicenter of the crisis that the United Nations recently deemed a human rights violation. Thousands of people live in RVs across San Francisco and the broader Bay Area because they can't afford to rent. In December, Mountain View police logged almost 300 RVs that appeared to be used as primary residences in Palo Alto. Berkeley and other Bay Area towns have similar numbers. In my neighborhood, there were a group of five or six duplexes, and a couple that I know lived in one of them for 22 years. When Google moved in next door, the landlord raised rent by $700 a month. Oh, God. Said Susan Barkin, preventing parking and throwing more people. Listen to this. Preventing parking and throwing more people out of our community is unconscionable. Unconscionable. I do not want to live in a town where the only people who can afford to be there are the very, very rich techies or very, very old retirees like myself. Oh, there's sort of a gap there, isn't there? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Nothing more than, craziness, right? Absolute craziness. I'm speechless. Absolutely speechless. To think that there's feces in the fast lane. That is something that is, I think absolutely shocking, don't you? Shocking. I gotta see if I can get this for you guys, because this is going to be so good. I mean, and it's so emblematic. Too, right? This is one you're gonna. I know you're gonna enjoy this. If we don't get a commercial first, you know, there's nothing and of course we're getting a commercial first. Can't have the commercials and this sort of thing. Nothing like a little life in the fast lane, right? I hate it when this happens. It's in a fast lane. It's feces lane.
He was a hot-headed man.
Oh, that's Garcetti.
He was brutally handsome.
Ah.
She was charmingly pretty.
Well, I shouldn't say those things. I was getting disparaging, and I'm not going to do that. I should not let myself do that. Anyway, so life in the feces lane, that's what's happening in California. It's certainly happening in Silicon Valley. You know, with all the, think about this. I say this with all reality. What would happen if all those RVs that are draining all the urine and feces from their vehicles were out in the fast lane at one time? What kind of a caravan would that be? The phone is ringing off the hook. Ringing off the hook. Anyway, life in the fast lane. I've I know people saying like this song. You like this song? Okay, I get it. So life in the feces lane, it's a problem. They go on to talk about some of the things that are happening down there. It's kind of interesting. The median rent in Mountain View, which is of course Silicon Valley, is $4,151 a month. That's nearly triple the national average, according to Trulia. The median home. Now, by the way, Silicon Valley's not doing too well lately, folks, economically. Now, those big FANG stocks that we talk about. Yeah. Listen, this is kind of interesting. It says, at first it's hard to spot an RV that are used as homes, but these vehicles are all over Silicon Valley. They line frontage roads that run along highways. There will often be a chain of them on quieter streets and office parks in light industrial areas. but they can also be found on suburban residential streets parked in rows opposite the ranch-style homes common in the area. The RVs are often white or beige, and the windows are covered with blinds, sheets, or blankets for privacy. Leaves and dust sometimes accumulate on the windshield wipers, and some have generators on the back for extra power. There you go. Around Google's campus, there are sometimes multicolored company bikes. That's where the bikes are. Oh, my God. I found the bikes in Silicon Valley. I'm going to read that again. It says, around Google's campus, there are sometimes multicolored company bikes parked nearby, so RV dwellers can jump on and ride to work. Are you crapping me? I'm sorry. That's a poor choice of words, but you know what I meant. So jump out of your RV after you've, you know, done your thing in the morning. Get on your multicolored bike, your rainbow bike, and ride off. You know, that's what happens. That I get it now. Everybody, the day that I was there was the middle of the day. It was a work day. Everybody was already at work. And everybody, see, now it explains that whole Silicon Valley thing. I couldn't figure out, where is everybody on those bike lanes? Bike lanes. Yeah, there's nobody in the bike and nobody in the light rail. They all were at work, busy as beavers. I get it now. I'm so happy we solved that. That explains it all. People weren't using the bike lanes. Paul, come on, you silly. They were at work. Right. They jumped out of their RV, jumped on their bicycle, and rode it off to work using the bike lane. And for those that really had to go a long way, they probably jumped on their multicolored bike, rode over to the tram station, the light rail station, jumped on that. I get it. It was during work hours, so nobody would be using them. I get it. I get it. I'm just not the good socialist that everybody thinks I am, I guess. I don't think people think I'm a socialist. Somehow I don't think people think Paul Preston's a socialist. No, I think the socialists don't like me. I hate it when that happens. I love them. I'm a good Christian fella. Don't you think? Silicon. Did you know that the great white sharks are coming back to Long Island Sound? Don't get gobbled up. Migrant backlash brewing in Murrieta. Uh-oh. We're going to put that one off to the next hour. This is called a tease in the business, right? Migrant backlash brewing in Murrieta. Call us racist. We don't care. Dropped off at strip malls. Dumping ice. Listen to this. Look to hire transport provider to move unaccompanied minors and migrant families. Here we lose. Ann Coulter, four myths media and politicians tell you about the border crisis. Well, we might jump into that one. Anyway, we're having such a good time here at Agenda 21 Radio. Let's not let it end. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com
or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza Cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. We're back. Okay. We're going to be, we got some things coming up here in the next hour. Trash, Silicon Valley, life in the crap lane. I get it. No, the fast lane, I'm sorry. Life in the feces lane. Okay, we've, apparently got somewhat of a backlash brewing. They call it a backlash. Brewing in Murrieta. Call us racist. We don't care. Drop off at strip malls. Dumping. ICE look to hire transport provider. Okay, so this is a big deal. This is like a really big deal going on. And so we're going to talk about this. This just came up, by the way. We are going to be talking about this. You just can't resist it. Margaret Brackelish Brewing and Rancho Murrieta is down just north of San Diego and just south of the Riverside, Orange County area. That's sort of a tweener, you know. Big area, beautiful area. Beautiful wineries, by the way. They've done a fantastic job down there with that industry in that whole area of Southern California. It's part of New California, by the way. So that's a little concern to us that we see that sort of thing going on, right? So we're going to be talking about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Let's stop the invasion of the hordes.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.